Well, hello, this is the Inside Hour, Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome to the show. We're live on www.bbsradio.com, bloginservice.com radio. Thank you, Don, for putting us on the air, and thank you, everybody, for listening, taking time out of your busy lives. I greatly appreciate it. Let me just tell you a little bit about our sponsors before we get going. And again, this is your hour, insight, not only on the issues that are confronting us daily and globally, but basically what it is that you can do about it. And as family, as friends, as colleagues, as people developing a community with a spiritual bent, non-denominational, that is, general spiritual essence of love and connectedness, we want to look at what it is that we can do for each other as a family or an extended family. And that's what this Inside Hour broadcast is about. Albeit experimental, but, you know, if we get more of us together, it'll be more of an opportunity. And what better way can I or you think of to develop what it is that we're looking for on the planet, which is a break from the Babylonian deceptions, lies, deadly manipulations of the populations to a more sane reality. So let me introduce our sponsors for this program up front. First of all, I want to thank HealthyWorldDistributing.com, which has supported my work for years. If you're not familiar with Dr. Len Horowitz, well, welcome. And we have DrLenHorowitz.com website. That's www.drlenhorowitz.com. And you can get a lot of information, background on what it is I've been up to for the last 15 years or so from that website. Controversial, albeit. You can also, I want to thank Healthy World District for supporting all the books that I've done, all the publishing through Tetrahedron Publishing Company, Healthy World Distributes. So the Tetrahedron Publishing Company, there's also a website of the publisher that has supported my work and some of my colleagues' works, and it's www.tetrahedron.org. That's TetraHedron.org. That's the geometric figure that we now know is also the sacred geometric form, the tetrahedron, associated with the tetragrammaton, which is our creator's sacred geometry. Little did I know way back in 1978 that that's what was going to happen, that we were going to have revelations that gave us not only the truth regarding the name of the creator and the meaning and its association with the definition of the creator's name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, to breathe is to exist, but also the actual geometric form, which is also the form of a water molecule. That's right. That H2O is a tetrahedron structure, and that that is by no accident that water is the most replenishing, uplifting, and healing liquids and resources, not only in the planet, but now that we know that the universe is completely filled with water, that everything precipitates in water, including the galaxies and the cosmic constellations and various planets, but also we as human beings precipitate. And so that virtually now science proves what the Bible's been telling us, that in the beginning there was the creator, the word, and the water. So I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group for publishing 15 of my books, and upcoming is actually the title Walk on Water. I'm just finishing that up as I have been. And, you know, the reason why I haven't finished it yet is because everything is new. Almost every day we're having some additional revelations. So I'm still connecting and collaborating with some individuals to collect some more data and having some personal revelations also that I think are remarkable and certainly worthy of publication. And so I want to thank the Tetrahedron Publishing Group for publishing my upcoming work, as well as other 14 other titles, including the national bestseller, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. AIDS being in the news again recently. A number of articles have come up and issues have come up, including the AIDS vaccine test in Jamaica that I was just interviewed on the other day with regard to the main opposition to that vaccine finally getting in to air its position on the main radio station in Jamaica, in Kingston, Jamaica. And I was privileged and honored to be asked to fill in an hour and a half of the other side of the story regarding the likelihood that HIV vaccine is going to do nothing but cause additional problems for people. I want to thank also the people that bring you the information that how to prepare your temple, your body, to defend itself against the current and coming plagues, how to build your immunity and resources within your own body to defend itself against the infectious diseases, not only HIV, AIDS, hepatitis viruses, flu viruses, a variety of other problems that we end up now having to face because of the chemical pollutions and the toxic intoxications of the populations. So that publication is specifically the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And it's an easy-to-read book. I wrote it for the Christian community because largely the Christian community has been supporting my work, but at the same time, they look upon things like crystals, and they look upon things like, oh, let's say divining or kinesiology testing as satanic and or certainly not befitting what their dogma, doctrine is concerning Scripture. Well, that's not really the case. When you really begin to look at it, the first thing that comes to mind is that the Creator created everything, and Satan is the creator of nothing but chaos and destruction and thievery. And so the bottom line is things like crystals, well, that happens to be a magnificent creation, and that the fact is that crystals, just like in what you're hearing my voice right now, is being sent to you via crystal technology, be it radio or be it the silicon chips in your computer or the new telephone line systems that all use these types of crystal technologies. Well, guess what? That's simply a remarkable result of the sacred geometry found in the crystal itself, which again reflects the mathematics of perfection in the universe and the manner in which our Creator creates through the spoken word, which is sound, which is electromagnetic frequencies, which is simply mathematics and physics, and how things come together, including your magnificent body, your eye color, your hair, your body parts, all of them are literally, when you get to the microscopic and even the submicroscopic level and the atomic level, you begin to realize that the molecular structures of organic chemistry and everything involved in putting you together is a form of sacred geometry. So it's a great blessing to have those revelations in the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, written mostly for those who haven't had necessarily eyes to see the holistic approach. So what we go into in that particular book, and there is a great website, and we thank the company Healing Celebrations LLC for not only sponsoring this program, but also for the fine material that they've put forth in the book published by Tetrahedron called Healing Celebrations. And that website, for more information on that, is healingcelebrations.com. Of course, on the Insight Hour, most of this time is spent answering your questions, and most of those questions are health questions. And so if you haven't read the book Healing Celebrations yet, I urge you to do that. It's the best $23 and change that you're going to spend, and it will give you literally years and years of most practical, simple, low-cost, highly effective solutions to today's literally catastrophic problems and infectious diseases, great plagues in these end times. So that website is healingcelebrations.com. That's healingcelebrations.com. And then the toll-free number to call for any of these books or tapes or DVDs, and we now have it just as available now. I know a lot of folks have been waiting for it. Horowitz on Vaccines, our number one selling audio cassette, is now a CD. And it's our number one lifesaver. It's been our greatest lifesaver for years. And if you want to bless people with a gift like I'm giving you right now, it is a little piece of truth that is potentially life-saving into the avoidance, how to avoid vaccines and the vaccination risks. You know, the worth of $19.25 as a gift, particularly during this Christmas season or Hanukkah season, it's a time for giving. Well, what greater gift can you give than the gift of life to a child or an infant who's about to be born or an infant who's just been born, as than to educate the parents how to avoid and why to avoid the vaccines? So get that by calling a toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And this being our Saturday broadcast, it's likely that you won't get anybody in the office. You can leave a message anyway, and they'll get back to you. And Wednesday programs, by the way, the Inside Hour we do also on Wednesdays. We decided, because of the support that we had initially gotten, that we would extend it to Wednesdays and Saturdays, and that we are wondering whether, if we don't get your kind of support, wonder whether we can continue to do this. So I'm again going to appeal to you, please, if you get value from this program and some of my advice, then please bring your friends, bring your family, bring those you want to bless and gift to with the knowledge, the education, the truth that shall set us free. So the toll-free number to call to support this literally ministry in the Inside Hour broadcast is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And there's an easy way to remember it. Just think of 888, that's toll-free, and then 50, that's 50, virus, V-I-R-U-S. That'll be the same as 888-508-4787, particularly those of you who may be driving in a car out there, don't have a pen or pencil, just think 888-50-VIRUS. So with that, as an introduction, I want to also thank some additional co-sponsors we have on the BioSpiritual Dream Team. We've conceived of an organization and a team to facilitate bringing you products and some financial remunerations for your efforts, as well as some potentially life-saving gifts. You know, the Manatech organization itself, people have problems with the company, but everybody loves the product. It's called Advanced Ambritose. And so the Manatech folks and our organization has accepted the Manatech network marketing opportunity, which we invite you to join our team. LifeWave, we have Dwayne Robbins very likely listening on the phone right now. And Dwayne has been our team leader for the LifeWave, which is a energy patch technology. It's actually a nanotechnology, which has the potential for revolutionizing the entire manner in which we make changes to the body in a far more sane, far less toxic, far less expensive manner as normal drugs, pharmaceuticals, which are costly and deadly. We want to avoid those if we can at all, do it as possibly. And in most cases, and I'll tell you something, my family, I've got three beautiful children. My oldest is 13, Elena. She's awesome. And my three children have not even had an aspirin. They've not had a vaccine, and they've not had an antibiotic, except for Elena. She had one antibiotic for 2.5 days when she was young, and I'll tell you something, that was the last time I would ever do it again. So that was one little mistake. Other than that, in 13 years with two other children who have had no pharmaceuticals whatsoever, no vaccines whatsoever, and none of my children have been vaccinated, that's the way to live. Now, that seems strange to a lot of people. You know, the first thing, in fact, you think about whenever you get an ache or a pain, oh my, you think, because the media has driven into your head that the medical deities are the places to go to whenever you have a sign or a symptom. Well, guess what? You know, there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And if you bring that right here, right now, and you have faith and trust in that being right here, right now, available to you, guess what? That contains the Holy Spirit power of divine love and perfection and restoration and recuperation and rejuvenation. That's what's in the medium in which you are breathing right now. That's the beauty of the element oxygen. That's the essence of our entire universe, is that sacred frequency, vibration, the essence of, we've gone on numerous other shows and talked about the essence of the grand life wave, the universal life wave, or the standing gravitational wave of the universe being at the heart of it, the 528 hertz frequency, which is the third note of the original musical scale, 528 hertz. It's also the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA. And the universe itself is structurally identical to your DNA. That double helix sine wave structure, that's exactly the way the universe is vibed into existence. Now we have proof of that mathematically and physically in the field of physics and mathematics, as well as scriptural. And so the looking at who we really are and the blessings that we have gained through frequency vibrations, well, doesn't it make sense, instead of to use toxic drugs and chemicals that are very crude, virtually like barbaric, when you consider everything is subtle frequency energy vibrations that's forming everything and restoring everything to health and balance, well, wouldn't it make sense to develop a technology, a nanotechnology, a very microscopic nanotechnology that works on frequency signals? And that's what light wave technology is all about. So if you don't know about light wave technology, then you should probably contact Dwayne Robbins, who's our team leader, and learn about light wave. His number is 503-643-8777. That's 503-643-777. And tell Dwayne you'd like to be put on Dr. Len Horowitz's team. That's the BioSpiritual Dream Team. So then we also have a couple other organizations that I want to acknowledge too, because they've been supporters and they have some products. They have a product called Zuma, which if you're not alkalinizing your water, then you should be. You should be drinking pH of 8 drinking water in general. Your daily maintenance pH of your water should be pH adjusted to about 8. Now, it's typically around 7. That's considered neutral when it's coming out of your tap. Well, if you're taking spring water, it's likely that you're getting different pH than that, but you should check it. Get one of those litmus papers and or spa pool pH testing kits. You can get those virtually anywhere, including Walmart, Kmart, and your local spa store. Check out your pH, and if you don't have a pH of 8 or thereabouts, consider seriously using Zuma and joining our Zuma team. And Jeff Brakey, who's commonly our team leader and is on the line with us, Jeff is acknowledged and thanked for his wonderful work and leadership and support in making people healthy. So the product Zuma, it's like a coral calcium. It's an excellent coral calcium. It's the highest quality coral calcium, and we've been recommending Erickson's coral calcium and now the same Zuma product as the earlier Erickson's coral calcium product. It's in little like tea bags, little sachets that go into water and not only change the pH, but also add minerals to your water, as well as adjusts the pH, and as well as takes away the chlorine. Interestingly enough, it degasses when you add the coral calcium. It changes the chemistry of the water so that you're actually reducing some of the chlorine and the poison from the chlorinated water supplies. So it's a very excellent product. We can highly recommend it. Of course, there are other ways of adjusting your pH, fresh squeezed lemons or limes. That would be our choice here in Hawaii. I'm broadcasting to you from the big island of Hawaii, from a little place called Pahoa, near the eastern town of Hilo, on the eastern part of the big island. And here we have a wonderful citrus orchard, and you can get your citrus fruit. And I want to also, I mentioned Hawaii, let me tell you about an upcoming event and what we're going to be doing at this event. In case there's yourself or you know somebody else, or you have two of you, you and your spouse, would like to participate, on February 10th through the 17th, we actually have a fabulous spa week that's unfolding here, and that I will be hosting 5 nights of presentations and discussions focused on every aspect of holistic healing and every aspect of who you are as a holy child of our great creator. And that means physical, mental, emotional, your social and communication skills, your intuition, your imagination, looking at your connection to spirit and higher self and our creator. And so this is kind of like the general content of the evening programs. During the day, you have access to Hawaii's only lava-heated steam sauna, and it's absolutely beautiful. Now, let me give you a website to go to check this place out. By the way, it doesn't do it justice. We will be making revisions and adding some additional pictures. Things have changed somewhat for the better, and since we've last updated that website. But go to www.steamvent.com. That's steam, S-T-E-A-M, V-E-N-T, N-I-N-N.com. We have about 150 to 200 active steam vents on this property. We have Hawaii's, therefore, only, and really very few exist in the world, but Hawaii's only lava-heated steam sauna is what we've got. And we got two beautiful steam saunas in the, we call it our Creator's Rainbow Spa. The Creator's Rainbow Spa in the Hawaiian Holy Land that we lovingly call Sedona, Hawaii. Because if you've ever been to Sedona, you know how beautiful that red rock is out there, those little hills and mountains out there that have these magnificent striations of color from red to yellow to orange and brown. Beautiful, beautiful colors. Well, that's the color also of our magnificent Creator's Rainbow Spa. And it's amazing because on this 29-acre property, there are actually three microclimates. Imagine that on 29 acres. Now, of course, you go all around the island of Hawaii, the big island of Hawaii, there are a total of, I think it's 11 different microclimates. Virtually, you have everything here, from deserty conditions to rainforests. And that on this 29-acre steam vent property, you've got a very arid region in which the steam bathhouse exists, and the lanai, the Creator's Rainbow Spa lanai, and off of that is the Creator's Rainbow Therapy Walk, where you're actually walking through steam that in the evening is colored with the different colors of the rainbow, so that you think about color therapy, just looking at color. Well, here, it's unbelievable, unprecedented, nothing like it in the world. You're actually breathing, feeling, as well as seeing the color. You're in it. And if you think again the crystalline structure of water, the molecular structure having the sacred geometry of the tetragrammaton or tetrahedron structure, then you realize that that is a structure that facilitates energy movement and a blessing, a powerful anointing of the Holy Spirit blessing. Well, imagine that, plus imagine that it's being sourced from volcanically heated steam from the most purgative and creative, recreative part of the planet at this current time. They're adding more land mass here about 14 miles from where I'm sitting broadcasting to you right now than anywhere else on the planet. And so you can probably, if you're at all energy sensitive, you can imagine how amazing this place is in terms of its vibrant energy pouring out of the earth that you're breathing. You're actually breathing it in. And so it's just an amazing place. Now, imagine that water also not only serving for rainbow color therapy, but also being the source of the geothermal heating of our Aloha hot pool. Now imagine 13,000 gallons of water. Your body's only about 100 gallons. If you don't understand the concept of entrainment, where things entrain to larger, more forces, larger, more extensive, powerful sources with a similar resonance frequency. Well, you have examples of that. There have been numerous. I've covered them on this program before. One is where you have 30 women get together, live in a dormitory for a couple months, and suddenly their whole periods go into synchronicity. Their menstrual cycles sync up. That's entrainment. Taking a room full of cuckoo clocks all ticking at different times and basically having their pendulum swings at different periods. Well, you bring a big grandfather clock into the same room with a huge, heavy pendulum. Come back in a month or so, and you see all those little pendulums are swinging at the same beat of the grandfather pendulum. So this is the concept of entrainment now. The concept is very well proven in science, and it deals with, again, the whole physics and electromagnetics of the universal energies. And the fact is that we are all, to some extent, entrained to the Holy Spirit power of love. We've talked on this program about the 528 frequency, Hertz frequency, that's cycles per second, being the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA as used by the world's leading genetic biochemists. Well, what allows the DNA to have that frequency and cause the genetic strength to change its structure based on that sound is the fact that you're entraining to the center core of the universal frequency, which is the 528 love frequency at the core of the standing gravitational wave of the entire universe. So if you imagine that we're connected in that way to the source of all creation through that holy frequency vibration, and that we attune, we can focus in on that, just like a radio. You tune your radio to a certain frequency so that you can hear the signal and you're uplifted the music. Likewise, you can turn your heart into that 528 frequency and then resonate to the source of love from virtually the extent of the universe. The entire cosmos is filled with our Creator's love, and that's the frequency signal from the grand life wave that delivers all of the blessings, including the blessings of healing and miraculous DNA repair. So that's something else that we do here. We go into a hot pool that's blessed with the core frequency resonance of nature and the breath of the earth, which is purgative here and restorative. Like it's purging, like the volcanic eruption is purging negativity and negative behavioral patterns. That's why this is an awesome place for healing. We just had a couple groups use these facilities and done some wonderful healing programs here. So at any rate, if you would like to experience this place for yourself and work with me for a week, a full week, and then I'm also going to be guiding tours around the island. We're going to take a sojourn to Waiopio Valley and take a hike down about 1,200 feet with typically in the rainy season, magnificent 1,200-foot waterfalls crashing down from tropical rainforest into this magnificent Pacific Ocean, hitting the rocks and the negative ions. And those are the types of experiences that I think when I came here to study heaven on earth, I think I found the right place, and I invite you to join us. It would be a great gift that you can give yourself by spending a week, the spa week with Dr. Len Horowitz, and my wife Jackie is going to be co-hosting. And that week again is February the 10th through the 17th. And there are two more couples invited. The cost for that is about $3,100 and change. That's all inclusive. That's meals, everything except for your flight out here. We'll pick you up from the airport, and you will be our guest, and you will have a week that you will remember and be thankful for your entire lives. Guaranteed to produce changes within your physical, mental, emotional bodies to help you achieve higher levels of health, happiness, success, and your own spiritual evolution. So that's that. If you'd like to get more information about that beyond the website at SteamVentIn or SteamVentSpa.com, here's the telephone number. It's 808-965-2112. That's area code 808. That's Hawaii. 965-2112. That'll connect you right to the Steam Vent Inn and Health Retreat, and we'll make your reservations there. So let me open it up. It's the bottom of the hour, just about. I have some questions that Dwayne was kind enough to collect last Wednesday's program, but I want to open up the phone lines to you. Here's a toll-free number for you to call to get online with us right now, live on the air, and ask your questions or give your comments. It's the Insight Hour at 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And if you are an international caller, here is a telephone number for you to connect with me live on the Insight Hour. It's 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. So the phone lines are open up right now. Give us a call. In the meantime, let me take a couple of the questions that Dwayne had collected that I never got a chance to get to on Wednesday's Insight Hour. First one is the question, is weather controlled? Is our weather being controlled? Well, no doubt. You read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, or if you don't like my work, that's my, I think that was my 13th book. It came just before DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. Came out with that book 3 months before September 11th, 9/11, Horror Day, Terror Day, Global Elite Terrorism, White Collar Bioterrorism, and is what followed with the anthrax mailings. Well, if you want to read up on who's really responsible for that, 3 months before that deadly attack on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, the title, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare came out. And in that book, I did a wonderful job by the grace of the Creator under angelic guidance, I think, that I exposed one of the world's leading Nazis working in collaboration with Dr. Henry Kissinger and the global elite, the energy industrialists that are literally controlling the energy in the planet. Because again, if you were Satan and you were interested in undermining and undoing everything that was natural and godly, normal, you would go to the energy. The same thing from the time, I mean, we're told about the history of human development, where allegedly, and I don't believe any of it, that we came from the apes and evolved into cavemen and cave dwellers. Well, I'm sure that there were cave dwellers, but I'm not sure we evolved from apes. And the bottom line is that fire, flames, that was power back in those cave dwelling days. If you had a fire, people would kill and die to have that. So that was power, that was energy. And likewise today, the energy industrials, that's why they have focused their efforts on monopolizing the petrochemical industry as well as the energy industrialists. They are the same, one and the same. The nuclear industrialists are the same. And so in the book Death in the Air, I expose not only Project HAARP and the issues that are associated with manipulations of electromagnetic frequencies and weather changes associated with that and earth changes. And don't forget, the Project HAARP in and of itself is a weather changer if you consider its capacity to increase the water temperature in a couple hundred mile area in the South Pacific to literally change the jet stream over America. Now, that brings to mind an image. You know how pictures tell 1,000 words? Well, there's a 16-page full-color gallery of the Illuminati's art that if you haven't seen it, and you want to have something persuasive to give those who have no eyes to see nor ears to hear truth in these critical times, you want to wake somebody up, just sit them down and let them read the legends. I'm sure they could read just the 16 pages, little blurbs underneath these incredible pictures of the Illuminati's artwork that relay the truth about the weather changing over America. In fact, there's a Nazi American warlord riding the back of a debilitated Judeo-Christian skeleton in the picture, in the book Death in the Air. It's the Illuminati's artwork, and a man owned it by the name of Klaus Gronke, and Edward Kleinholz published it, did it, and then it is now in the Whitney Museum. And that piece really tells more than 1,000 words about the predicament of weather changing over America and the manipulation of the American population. And so just get the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, and you'll be able to understand that, indeed, the weather is being changed. The hurricane situation and the manipulations like Katrina and the devastation that resulted from that are no doubt part of the globalist agenda to create substitutes for standard militarizations, which was what the economic force supporting the development for millennia. It's been war, creation of war. Well, if you read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, you'll get in there the complete summary section for the report from Iron Mountain. That was a globalist think tank that met in the 70s to determine how could we transition in this new millennium into a world where we had a substitute for military-based economies. And among the substitutes were creating global menaces that would affect all people all all over the world, global populations. And one of the menaces that we would have would be natural disasters. Another menace was the space-based alien phenomenon, an alien threat. The other, third one was ongoing worsening global pollution, environmental degradation and destruction. Well, look at Katrina. Look at New Orleans. That is a great example of the fruits of the labor of the Illuminati. That's exactly, you shall know them by the fruit of their labor. And so you've got a worsening global environmental pollution problem. You've got your toy stores, which used to be toy stores 2 decades ago, now transformed into alien colonies. You go in there, everything's alien, 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 alien. You go to see the Hollywood movies today, the targeting to the children. The new one is a little cartoon. I can't even remember the name. I refuse to have my children go to that because it deals again with aliens. You know, this whole is alien propaganda is simply an agenda to get people all over the world to think of common threats to their well-being. And so this is a part and parcel of why it is that the weather is being controlled. It's certainly an economic substitute for standard militarization. Look at the building of New Orleans as an example. It will cost billions upon billions of dollars. Guess who's going to make that money? Mostly the multinational corporations that have been established and set up to take advantage of the chaos, the managed chaos that's on the U.S. dollar bill virtually. It's Nova Ordo Seclorum. Read it carefully. No, new out of in Latin, Nova Ordo Seclorum is new order out of course, order out of chaos. You read, this is another in a publication that we have. I think it's in the most recent DVD that I did in DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral DVD. I show you a slide of the Roosevelt Memorial in Washington, D.C., where on the stone there inscripted is that there is a global elite that is directing a new order, which Roosevelt says is nothing new about it. It's an old order, and it's an old global elite directing the show. It's royal families for centuries that have been directing things, and that ultimately there's nothing orderly about it, he also says. In fact, it is managed chaos, and that's exactly what Nova Ordo Seclorum implies. And Machiavellian theory, it's standard theory and practice where you create these problems, and then you stand by with the solutions. And, of course, that's what drives the legislation also, these problem, reaction, solution model that David Icke had talked about for years in his work, his books and his lectures is completely accurate, and underlying it is standard Machiavellian theory and practice. We create the problem, then you create the solutions. And so it's also very much fear-based. It's challenging people's basic fundamental needs, such as physiological needs, food and water needs, shelter needs. You attack and destroy the basic fundamental requirements for a human being living healthfully and happily and safely and lovingly, and now you have undermined Maslow's hierarchy of human needs, and you can't possibly experience as a human being what's called self-actualization. You can't gain self-esteem when you're starving. You know, you basically, life is no fun, and you can't enter into the realm of expressing your creativity when you're being manipulated like that and you're in urgency. And so that's the ball game. You keep populations mismanaged and manipulated through that malfeasance and that abuse, and that ultimately then you have control over the populations that have been basically dumbed down and disempowered, and that is the ball game. So indeed, weather changing is part of the picture. Another resource beyond the book, Death in the Air, and again, you can get that book by calling toll-free 888-508-4787. That's again, toll-free, 888-508-4787, or you can go online, get it online at healthyworlddistributing.com. Beyond that resource, here is another one. Do a Google search on Battelle Memorial Institute. do a Google search on Battelle. Put in Battelle, B-A-T-T-E-L-L-E, and weather change, or weather changing periodical. And you will find that the Battelle Memorial Institute, which is the globalist military shopping mall, it's a one-stop shopping center for anything military and global manipulation and population control, including weather manipulation and modification. And you will learn that there is about a, I think it was a 25-volume series of Battelle Memorial Institute publications on specifically the topic of weather modification and its ramifications to society. That's a very illuminating, very insightful documentation and revelation. And when you realize that the Battelle Memorial Institute, as I showed you in the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, that's the latest one, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, that the Battelle Memorial Institute is connected to the anthrax mailings. It was the source of the anthrax that was mailed. There's no question, there's no doubt about it, that Project CIA's top secret project called Clear Vision, what the Pentagon officials called Project Jefferson, originated from West Jefferson, Ohio, from the laboratories, and in fact, they call it the life sciences. How's that? Where they did the testing on this anthrax. Life sciences instead of death sciences. How's that? That's another great example of how the authorities, those in control, the Illuminati, completely twist things, distort things exactly backwards. What they say is good for you is deadly. What they say is deadly, like the herbs and the botanicals, is typically the way to go. So, but the Battelle Memorial Institute, West Jefferson, Ohio, Project Clear Vision, CIA top secret project. If you want to learn about that, there is, and get the background on the anthrax mailings, you can go back to tetrahedron.org. That's tetrahedron.org, tetrahedron.org. Look on the left side of the homepage. Scroll down a little ways until you find an article and a link that says Special Report, Anthrax Mailings. And you can get a 25-page report that when I released it, 2 days later, when William Broad from the New York Times published his article that dealt feature story New York Times with the anthrax mailings, and his last paragraph was what I highly urged him to put in there, was the truth regarding the CIA's involvement in Project Jefferson at the Battelle Memorial Institute, that this ended the media's coverage in any great way, in any way virtually significant. It ended it right then and there. It left the media, it left the news. You wondered where it went. Well, that's where it went. It left because we had exposed it. When you expose the darkness with a little ray of light, guess what happens? The darkness flees. And that's exactly what happened with the anthrax mailing issue. And since we released that 25-page special report that you can download right now for free, and I sent it to free. I sent it for free to 8,500 members of the national news media. I'm sure that maybe a dozen of people out of 8,500 appreciated it. And I sent it to 1,500 FBI employees and agents included, and chief administrators included. And you can bet your booties that maybe a handful of those people appreciated receiving what it was that the FBI was not able to do themselves because they were being censored by the CIA. And Mueller was a puppet of that whole cover-up. So at any rate, that's a little bit about weather changing. Again, there's a toll-free number to call. If you want to get a question to me before this hour of insight is over, here's the number. It's 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And international callers is 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. Next question that we didn't get to last Wednesday is, what about soy products, soy milk particularly? Well, we stopped using soy several years ago because number one, we understood and we realized that the entire soy industry had been monopolized by Archer Daniels and Monsanto, and that they were not going to be doing justice to humanity's need for getting pure soy. They were heavily engaged in hybridized, genetically mutated, manipulated soy. And what we were also witnessing was, as they did that, as they established a monopoly, we saw a 100% increase in a period of about a year and a half on the cost of D-alpha tocopherol. That's the normal natural vitamin E, which is the number one thing you want to look for in any multivitamin. You want to look at whether it's DL, mixed tocopherols, or the pure D. That's the dextro form of the isomer, that is the right form, and that is what you have to have in order to achieve the blessings that vitamin E offers for cardiovascular health and immunity and various other human needs. So that these industrialists that monopolized the soy industry were now extracting soy out of the soy. They were extracting vitamin E. And they increased the price by establishing a monopoly 400% over a period of a year and a half, 2 years. And that's where you saw some good vitamins, really excellent vitamin supplements, suddenly reduce the amount of vitamin E from 400 international units, which was standard of a good multivitamin about 5 years ago, down to half, 200 international units of D-alpha tocopherol. And the soy specifically, then became something that we had to suspect. Following that, what we had, we saw many reports coming in from naturopathic doctors nationwide that suggested strongly that there was some inhibition of nutrient absorption from foods if you were drinking soy milk and having soy products. Again, possibly because with these genetically mutated soys, we were now seeing a plasticization, like your gut was being coated with plastic. And that wouldn't surprise me to insert a gene within the soy plant that would plasticize your gut and wreak havoc with your ability to absorb nutrients from ideally organic foods or any good food source, and then therefore leave humanity nutrient deficient, and of course then susceptible to a variety of illnesses, chronic illnesses that would require, again, the medical deities to overrule and to prescribe costly medicines, drugs, which have their own side effects. It's, again, a form of slavery in which humanity would not know they are enslaved, and that, again, is exactly what was suggested in the report from Iron Mountain. As one of the ways for an economic substitute for standard militarization is to gain control of populations and cause population reduction through alternative methods other than bombs and guns. So I believe that soy is one of those bombs that is now coming to us in the consumer marketplace, and so we avoid that. We avoid soy milk. We haven't had any soy milk. We have substitutes. We try to make our own almond milk. Almond milk is pretty good tasting, and it can be made fairly rich, and it looks like milk, and it tastes a little sweet like the almonds do, and it's been a great substitute for my children. We have it every other morning or so when we make cereal. We have a bowl of cereal. We use that for milk, and there are other sources of calcium other than milk, although you wouldn't know that from the propaganda, got milk, and by the way, there's a lot of people that are lactose intolerant, tremendous amount of lactose intolerance in the black community, and that people should avoid that, as well as the fact that your cow milk, with the cows being so polluted with antibiotics and steroids and growth hormones, whatever, that also has to be considered when you're taking these foreign proteins into your own body. What kind of effect is it going to have beyond the genetic manipulations that we talked about earlier? What is this poisoning going to have? And as a result of that, what we've tried to do is substitute rice milk and even preferentially the almond milk that we make ourselves. Take some pure water, put it into your Vitamixer, and blend it up with maybe a cup of almonds, and you've made a delicious tasting substitute for milk or soy milk. So that was another question that we had. Again, the toll-free number, your opportunity to be asking a question is now. We've got another 10 minutes in the program. Toll-free, 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. That's the listener call-in line. So do it now before the time runs out. So let me also tell you that for those of you who are concerned about the flu, and I've mentioned this on a couple of programs in the past, let me reiterate it. I had somebody that, again, this week had come to me with flu-like symptoms and has been hacking for weeks. And the number one thing that I could recommend that you get for that is the Flumonia Factor formula, along with a 2-ounce bottle. There's a 4-ounce bottle of Flumonia Factor formula. I'll tell you what's in it in a minute. And then there's a 2-ounce bottle of the black elderberry. If you have a concern over this flu business that's going around, if you have known people, if you have friends or family that are hacking and coughing now and have been maybe for weeks, if not months, then get this product. It is called the Flumonia Factor Formula. It's available through Healthy World Distributing. Again, that toll-free number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Now, let me tell you what's in this product and what it does. There are four primary components, primary ingredients in the Flumonia Factor formula. One is lomatium root extract. I mentioned it last week on the show. I told you how difficult it is to harvest those lomatium roots after they grow for 50 years and then you kill the plant. You should only do it when it goes to seed in the fall so that you can plant the seeds back in the hole that you've dug. And now you've dug up the native North Americans, that's the American Indians and the Canadian Indians, their sacred number one miraculous cure for all of the respiratory illnesses. There's a sacred native North American medicinal for all respiratory ailments. That's what lomatium root extract is. And it is extremely powerful, and it is sold separately. I believe there's a 2-ounce bottle of lomatium root extract available through Healthy World Distributing. But get it soon, get it now if you can, because it won't be around for long. Number two is the Devil's Club. And Devil's Club, that's not cat's claw. It is Devil's Club, C-L-U-B. And what it is a medicinal herbal extract that the physicians in Europe used to routinely recommend for respiratory ailments back in the 1800s. And they did that with some success. There is a great purgative for mucus. It helps you get rid of mucus and clear your sinuses, clear your lungs out. And so Devil's Club is an excellent herbal extract for flu and flu-like illnesses. Then in... let's see, when was that? SARS, it was, I think, 2001 or 2002, we had SARS. And when we had SARS, I did some research. I went into the Journal of Ethnopharmacology to research an article there to find out what North America's number one natural healing investigator, natural herbal plant extract investigator, his name is Neil Towers. His work is renowned from the University of British Columbia. He and his team studied 100 different herbs and extracts against several families of viruses to find out if any of them killed the viruses. And he found that the two viruses, one, of course, in the SARS days, we had been told that this stems from a coronavirus and that the coronaviruses, in fact, were responsible for 15% of all colds, and some of them were related to the flu and influenza-like viruses, and that Towers et al. Showed that the bovine coronavirus was completely destroyed. unable, that is, to invade cells, the bovine cells in culture when used, and that was unlike any other of the plants that they tested. So we saw that, in fact, he had shown that there were two that did that. Two were 100% effective against coronaviruses, and those two herbs, one was called Amelanchier alifolia, and that was rosehip, that was the serviceberry, and the other was Rosa nutcana, and that was rosehip. And they're both in the same family, but the manufacture or the usage of making that available, the relative of the rosehips was the Amelanchier alifolia, which is more commonly termed the serviceberry. That was never done before. So we actually invented the harvesting process and the process by which we were able to extract the same way that Towers et al. Did their extracts to gain what we hope would reflect their 100% efficacy against viral cell invasion. And so that's the two other plants. Now, why is rosehip alone? Probably alone would be an awesome thing for any flu, any virus, any type of infectious disease, because...
I hate to break into you, but to...
well, we've reached that time.
Yeah, a couple minutes ago, and I need to get a couple people on the line.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
I'm running a little slow here.
Donna,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Folks, I appreciate it. I look forward to speaking with you again on the Inside Hour next Wednesday. Tune in. Bye for now. I'm Dr. Len Howard signing off.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blog and service.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.